From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A gas leak remains under investigation in McKinleyville. At about 8:30 this morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office got a call for a gas leak and a possible barricaded subject at a residence on the 1400 block of Railroad Drive in McKinleyville. The reporting party, a realtor, telling dispatchers that she was checking on the property and its current tenant when she noticed a strong odor of natural gas. The realtor indicated that she was unable to make contact with the male tenant and that he may be barricaded inside. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office deputies, Arcata Fire and Pacific Gas and Electric Company, responding to the residents. During the course of the investigation, five residents on adjacent properties were evacuated and other nearby residents were notified to shelter in place due to the natural gas leak. McKinley Middle School voluntarily initiated a lockdown of the campus. Upon further investigation, PG&E crews found that the gas leak originated from an underground source. Deputies searched the residence and were unable to locate the tenant on the property. PG&E working to repair the gas leak. A unanimous vote Monday night by Fortuna City Council to appeal a cannabis cultivation project approved last month by the Humboldt County Planning Commission. That project would operate on 2.7 acres and be used for indoor commercial cannabis cultivation. Fortuna has a marijuana prohibition ordinance and has concerns about odors, noise, and increased traffic, plus water demands and crime surrounding the facility, which would be called Humboldt Unique Gardens. Also, some concerned say the project could disrupt the city's annexation plans. Humboldt County Public Works will be performing slide mitigation work on Redwood Drive on October 16th and October 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The road will be closed to all traffic except emergency vehicles and school buses. Well, with fall's cooler temps now and higher humidities, Six Rivers National Forest staff gearing up to begin prescribed burning to reduce hazard fuels that could contribute to extreme fire behavior should a wildfire occur. Prescribed burning will be implemented as fuel moisture and weather conditions permit. Forest Supervisor Ted MacArthur saying the Six Rivers National Forest, part of a fire-adapted ecosystem, an important part of the landscape. Prescribed burning helps reintroduce fire on their terms and diminishes the potential for adverse fire effects from wildfires. Before initiating any prescribed burning, forest staff considering weather and environmental factors, including fuel moisture, humidity, temperature, and wind speed and direction. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.